It may be too soon to say how this year's ski season will turn out, but as VPR's Dinah Keck reports, for many resorts and businesses linked to them, it's been a roller coaster year.
Boston residents Joe Rhodes and Caitlin Quinn were skiing with friends at Killington and joked that you never know what you'll get weather-wise in New England.
It's always fun, but there's been some good powder days. A couple of weeks ago, we had a great powder day, but then you've got days like today where it's kind of icy and choppy. So, you know, you have fun wherever you can.
And how's the season been for you?
I think it's been great. We were at Attache Bear Peak in New Hampshire a couple weekends ago, and it was really great there. They had gotten a little bit of snow before we went. And today, we've got our whole group of friends here, so even if conditions aren't, you know, prime, we're still having a great time.
Killington President Mike Salamano said this year's weather has definitely been all over the map.
We had a really great start. Obviously, we did the World Cup, and that was a big success. We actually had great skiing and some good natural snowfall in December, and we actually had probably some of the best skiing we've had at Christmas in a long time.
Except that it was too cold for a lot of folks to enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, for the five busiest days of the Christmas period, we were substantially below zero, which was really tough.
Then there were those rainy 60-degree days, says Patty McGrath, rolling her eyes.
I think most people would say the same. It's not an awful year, but it's not a good year. Every time it gets momentum, that momentum is stalled.
McGrath owns a local inn in Killington and says her business this season is down from last year. Mike Salamano says skier visits to Killington are down 15% from last year, but he says they're still up 20% from the year before, a weird on-again-off-again pattern he says has held true for the last 8 to 10 years.
As we say sometimes for us at Killington, the even years have been tough. So we make this joke, it's an even year, so we'll go wait till next year so we can get back to an odd year.
Next year, he says skiers will notice some big upgrades. He says Killington is investing $16 million to add a new 6-person enclosed heated chairlift, relocate another chairlift, and completely replace all the cabins on their main K1 gondola. Salamano says they'll also be adding a lot more bridges and tunnels to improve traffic flow on their trails. Infrastructure investments seem to be paying off for many resorts. Chloe Elliott of Ski Vermont says during the cold snap, resorts that had spas, water parks, and other indoor amenities did better. Jamie Storrs, a spokesperson at Mount Snow, says the $30 million they've invested in snowmaking the past 3 years definitely saved them this season.
2 days before Martin Luther King weekend, which is one of our busiest weekends of the season, it actually rained 1.5 inches in our base area, which would normally put a damper on the entire weekend, but we were able to get out and fire up and resurface the majority of our trails, which really saved the weekend for everybody that had plans to come out here.
He and others in the industry point out that March is often the snowiest month in Vermont, and they've all got their fingers crossed. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.